This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
How do you get somebody to accept slavery? You make them love it. You make it a fad. You make it trendy. You make it cool. I remember reading the work of Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, that ran the United Nations futurist program of eugenics, and several of the books he wrote. And he said, in the future, we'll make the sex indistinguishable. It'll be done in a laboratory. We would have completely broken up the family. We'll take children at birth, like their eggs taken from a hen. And we'll have people living in tiny coffin-sized apartments inside bubble-domed cities so that we can control and micromanage every facet of their lives. And that'll just be the upper class. I broke that down in my film, my seminal film a decade ago, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. That's free online. Here is the London Independent today. Google to create its own neighborhood with weather management systems and flexible buildings. When you actually look at the models of it, it's not a classic Homer Simpson, you know, style dome over the city out of sci-fi. It's buildings all self-contained with corridors to the other buildings, and is the equivalent of a controlled habitat dome city. Because of all the GMO destroying our immune systems, you'll have to live in these soon or die. Just like peanut allergies kill thousands every year, this will, normal pollen will kill you dead in a hammer. That's all part of the designed operation taking place. Notice, I told you this was all going to be announced. And I told you that Gardasil was killing people in the trials. And I told folks that diet soda with aspartame makes you get fatter and is an excitotoxin. I had brain surgeons on. Just everything we've laid out, and that fluoride lowers IQ, but it doesn't matter. They'll just have folks come out with news articles saying it's a mental illness to question government or authority and to believe that there's conspiracies. And then people that I even know personally tweet this out as the proof there's nothing nefarious going on in the world. No, we just have false flags carried out by our government that have been declassified. And so we've got a lot of people that just can't handle the truth out there. They can't deal with it. They can't face it. They don't know what to do. People that are informed, people that are involved, people that know how the world really works, they see it as threatening. So not just the dumbed-down mass of the public, but a lot of pseudo-intellectuals, they hate it because it makes them feel stupid. Instead of hearing us warn them and being accurate and breaking the JFK news about Trump to release the information this Friday, instead of admitting we're credible, they have to say we're not because they don't care about being free. They just care about being delusional and feeling like they're part of the power structure. Just like we told you in January of last year that Manafort did business with the same Ukrainian companies that John Podesta and his brother both did deals with, and that Uranium One was an actual illegal deal with the Russian government and the Clintons, and they were paid tens of millions of dollars. And that the entire Russiagate thing was a smokescreen to divert off the fact that they've been caught red-handed. Well, now all of that is broken, just as we said it would. Oh, and we said Trump was being spied on by Obama. That's all been declassified now. I mean, it's just crazy to have a memory and to remember all this and to know what's coming and to know what's happening. And to see people, oh, I want biometrics on my car. It's cool. You know, only the elite models have it. Or, oh, I want to live in a 200-square-foot apartment and pay five times what I would per square foot because it's so cool. I'm in the bubble with a bunch of other losers that think they got the winning lottery ticket when they're really schmucks. And then meanwhile, the new Democratic Party or leftist global party platform is kill all the white people. Got a stack of news on that today. Meanwhile, the men taking classes to unlearn toxic masculinity. Yeah, learn how to be a total cuck. teach the women assertiveness training, teach the men how to be cucks. Then the men wonder why none of the women want them. It's all planned out, just like they said they would. The end of the family, the end of humanity. There's a lot of so-called pseudo-tough guy males that go along with this thinking they're part of the winning team.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Google has announced the Zeitgeist UN Movement's plan to force us into self-contained bubble cities. This was called for by Julian Huxley, the head of the UNESCO program, in 1947. To force us into artificial environments and coffin-sized apartments, to basically end normal human activity through controlled zones. You may have seen the film THX-1138, George Lucas's first big hit with Robert Duvall. That film is based on the vision of the Fabian Social Society in London, England, and on the plans of Julian Huxley. That's how they were able to write Brave New World in 32, predicting much of what's already happened, because that was the agenda. And I've got to say, they've built about 80% of where they plan to get us. And so this is how they're inserting us into the Matrix-like grid. Here is my film from 10 years ago predicting this. Here's part of the intro.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government. Once free nations are slaves to the will of a tiny elite, the dawn of a new dark age is upon mankind. Countries are a thing of the past. Every form of independence is under attack, with the family and even the individual itself nearing extinction. Close to 80% of the Earth's population has been eliminated. The remnants of a once free humanity are forced to live within highly controlled, compact, prison-like cities. Travel is highly restricted. Superhighways connect the megacities and keep the population from entering into unauthorized zones. No human activity is private. AI supercomputers chronicle and categorize every action. A prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks whose power can never be challenged. This is the vision of the global elite, their goal. A program of total dehumanization where the science of tyranny is law. A worldwide control grid designed to ensure the overlord's monopoly of power forever. Our species will be condemned to this nightmare future unless the masses are awakened to the New World Order master plan and mobilized to defeat it. Erected by a secretive group, the Georgia Guidestones are a testament to the elite's plan for a world religion, global laws, with a global court and army to enforce it. And set in stone, it is written that the population never rise above 500 million. In this film, you will learn how our world is truly governed. You will see how highly secretive roundtable groups interlock to form a global intelligence network. This group has been steering planetary affairs for hundreds of years. Now, in the final stage, they prepare for open world government. A goal tyrants throughout history have lusted after. Dr. Michael Kaufman is a published ecologist specializing in ecosystem research, forest ecology,
all right,
and ecosystem.
That is part of the intro to the three-hour film that I'm proud to say has been seen more than 50 million times online for free. You might want to go watch it. That's just a shot from YouTube if you're a TV viewer. It's on some of our channels on PrisonPlanet.tv in HD. We do sell the DVD with expanded extras at InfoWarsStore.com if you would like to view the film and have it in your library. The reason I raise that is every day the science and technology news is more and more wild. And Google is already beginning to start one of these neighborhoods in Austin, Texas, out by the old Robert Mueller Airport. And first they incentivize you to be part of it. Google to create its own neighborhood with weather management systems and flexible buildings. When you actually look at the maps they put out of these, they are contained cities. And they are contained glass structures that then have corridors to the other buildings and are 21st century versions of the dome cities that were imagined on planets like Mars. But the globalist goal is to make life so untenable outside of the controlled megacities and so dangerous that you never even venture outside of them. That is the goal, is to keep you in the environment, build everything like it's a giant Times Square where you're bombarded by the artificial virtual reality proto-matrix system. You go from sitting around the table talking to grandma and grandpa and your dad and your mom and your cousin, your brother, and people when they came to visit, and reading books, to sitting around eating dinner around the radio, sitting around the television eating dinner. Then now everyone has their own computer at the dinner table. Now you're wearing goggles. Now you've got eyepieces. Now you've got brain chips. Now the television has absorbed you. Everything you're doing is being tracked. I would tell people this 20 years ago, because it was all public then, saying the NSA doesn't exist. The Council on Foreign Relations doesn't exist. The Federal Reserve is federal, they would tell you. Now, Endgame is 10 years old. And I knew that if we exposed the emergence in the final phase of world government, where it emerges and comes out in the open, that it's so authoritarian, so unelected, so outrageous, and the whole thing counted on stealth, that if we simply spoke out against them and simply took action, that there would be no way that they would ever be able to win unless they completely went to the next level and just used bioweapons on the population and went ahead and just wiped everybody out. So we're dealing with a very, very sinister group of globalists, but they're not going to try to carry all this out if they know you're awake. It'll be too dangerous. They'll never get away with the final phases. And that's why this is so life and death. Elon Musk is worried about people who talk of AI gods. I cover that in Endgame, how the globalists believe they are these AI gods. They're going to be taking over the planet, and we're going to be insignificant, and their plan is to make us obsolete and simply get rid of us. Everything I told you in Endgame is now admitted. Oh, but the CIA in the 60s, I'm going to cover this history later, they developed the term conspiracy theory for pseudo-intellectuals that get hurt by learned men and women, who get upset by true gravitas, true historical research, true grasp. And so it's just something for pseudo-intellectuals and cowards to just throw out there and, oh, there's a new study out. Conspiracy theorists have a fundamental cognitive problem, say scientists. And then they've got extreme examples of flat earthers and folks that, you know, see goblins or, you know, dragons in clouds and think they're real. And they use that extreme to then say everyone that sees patterns is idiots. And it's all imaginary because they don't want you studying TPP. Just 10 years ago when they were first setting up TPP, I would cover it and they would have news articles saying Jones is lying and claiming there's a thing called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They would say Lou Dobbs was crazy. He got fired. They said it didn't exist. They said the North American Union didn't exist, even though we had all the documents. Bush signed it with Vicente Fox and Paul Martin in 2005 in Baylor, Texas. But see, a pseudo-intellectual just says, oh, that's Alex Jones. We don't get celebrated for being right. No, all the pseudo-intellectuals make fun of us. We're going to come back from break and get into massive censorship. The next level is here. A lot of people are going along with it thinking they won't be censored. You're next. We're going to play one of the censored videos, Paul Watson's video that was blocked and removed, that they don't want you to see in the next segment. But before we do that, ladies and gentlemen, just briefly, we're running some of the biggest specials ever, and they are ending. It's ending today. It will end today. BrainForce Plus, 20% more, great nootropic, highest quality, leading competitors, $60-$70. It's always a great deal at $39. It's $19.96 right now. That's going to end today. We have Anthroplex, the amazing stamina, libido, you name it, amazing pill. It's the dry formula. It's organic of like Supernova Vitality. It is half off right now. Unbelievable. Other leading brands are $50 to $70. Again, it's $19.97. You cannot beat the quality and the price. InfoWarsLife.com. A lot of other specials right now, so be sure to check those out. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
While the globalists social engineer us to fight with each other over race or religion or where we're from, they are building a breakaway civilization, a technocracy. Google is announcing plans to build bubble cities. As we accelerate into the prison planet agenda, Elon Musk says he's worried about people who talk of AI gods. The universe shouldn't exist, I have to say, after finding bizarre behavior of antimatter, confirming other top researchers saying there's an outside force holding and containing the universe together. Everything we've been laying out for two decades on target. Because this was already known. They're now announcing the human animal chimeras. They're now announcing the fact that infant mortality is exploding. They're now announcing that cancer is exploding. It's all engineered, and they believe you will evolve to accept your destruction, that you will evolve into accepting your servitude. I was told that once by a top globalist off record. He said, Alex, you think people will adapt and overcome this. You should join us. That's why you've actually are aware of it. He said the public will adapt lazily to the new system, and they'll celebrate with little jogs and runs their family that died of cancer. And they'll look for the cure but never ask why they're all dying. And we'll give them the little charities and the little runs and the little events they'll do to learn and have nostalgia for all those that died around them. And then they'll go live in their little bubble cities. It'll be trendy. The Zeitgeist said it was cool. The UN said it was cool. The New York Times said it was cool. And now Google's going to give it to you. And you're going to live like the Japanese do by the millions in apartments that are less than 60 square feet. Oh, you think 250 square foot zoned in New York and Austin and other areas is small? You're going to live in literal coffins that come out of the wall and then go back in, and you're going to love it. And they're going to tell you in just, you know, another generation that it was a conspiracy theory that people ever lived in houses, or that there were ever mommies and daddies, or that mothers ever gave milk, or that women ever gave birth vaginally. They are now teaching in the major social planning textbooks. I've got one on screen right now. That you will only get meat once a year, and where you work and what you do will be controlled by central computers in bubble cities. This is 7 years ago being taught in the UK to school children. And if you don't like it, you're going to live in freedom ghettos. It's all been planned out. You're like, hey, you got that from the movie. You got that from the books, Hunger Games. No, they got that from the reality of what they're building, then they popularize it. It's called predictive programming. But remember, we're the fake news. We told you Trump was going to win. We're the fake news. We told you last week Trump was going to release the JFK documents, and the next day he said he would, just like we said, because we talked to him, because we're the fake news. Now, when you're the fake news, when you're the counterfeit, you say the real thing is the bad guy. Just like we exposed the Russian collusion of the Podestas and Hillary a year and a half ago, so they turned it around and had hearings in Congress saying we were. But now the story's up on NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. Photos of police beating Catalans. Fake news, Spanish foreign minister says. Show people a screenshot watching on TV. Look at that. We've got hours of police beating women bloody, beating men, attacking families with children, pepper spraying people. I mean, the footage we're showing isn't even the hardcore stuff. I mean, there is footage of them just beating the living daylights out of women, men, and children. This is the light stuff here. I mean, yeah, they're slapping them, they're hitting them, they're throwing them downstairs, they're beating women, grabbing them by the hair, they're choking women. But that's okay. Grabbing people by their hair, dragging them out. That's all right. How dare you try to vote, which they did 80%+ to pull out. Now they have martial law there. It's okay. Well, there's a woman getting thrown down the stairs because the French government and the U.S. government and the Spanish government, all of them, have been siding with the central Spanish government. Oh, they supported Kosovo breaking away when there was an Islamic invasion out of Albania. That was an actual invasion. Oh, they said all countries, subgroups have a right to split off. Oh, and now they say that, no. Eastern Ukraine doesn't have a right to split away, even though it's been part of Russia for 500 years. That's where Russia started, was in the Ukraine. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. But, okay, I'm sorry we got caught being fake news again. If you're a radio listener, there's no footage of women and men and children being beaten up and drugged by their hair and attacked. And there weren't thousands of arrests. And there weren't hundreds of people hurt and their fingers broken. No. It's all fake because the government said so. Just like MSNBC and CNN. Back on September 11th last year, 13 months ago, remember what they said? They said, it's a lie on the internet. Hillary did not fall down. Hillary did not fall down. No. She only stumbled. And then they show the first part of her stumbling, but not her falling on her face and being loaded, as the Secret Service said, like a side of beef into the black ambulance that we first told you about a month before. And said, watch, she's having convulsions every 45 minutes. You see, they said on the news, oh, she didn't fall. See, Alex Jones is a liar. She only stumbled on the curb. And now we have the Spanish foreign minister coming out and saying it's all made up. It never happened. It never happened. You're a conspiracy theorist. Maybe I can, you can tweet out this article. Conspiracy theorists have a fundamental cognitive problem. Say scientists and feel superior if you're controlled by all this brainwashing and want to be delusional. Just say we're liars. Just say we're wrong. Just say it doesn't exist. And Twitter and Facebook and Google will make it easy for you because Julian Assange tweeted out an image at the U.S. soccer team playing over there in Spain. I guess the Spanish people chanted. They chanted, lock her up. They also chanted Trump. You can hear them chanting, Trump, 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 and then lock her up. Lock her up in English and then in Spanish. And they said it's sensitive, it's hateful, and they banned the video. We have that coming up. Yes. They're saying, we're with you, America. Lock her up. Lock her up. There are also chants of Trump heard. Lock her up in Spanish, and then repeat it later in English. This is banned video, because you can't have a couple hundred thousand people in a giant stadium in solidarity saying, lock her up. Spain wants out of the EU. Everybody wants out of the EU. They know we're breaking out of the globalist. Russia's breaking away from the globalist. The only Russian leadership there is in all this is that Russia, in the modern age, is breaking away first. And look, there it is. If you go to my Twitter, they actually, he retweeted it. They blocked it and said it was sensitive earlier today. Please, Trump, lock her up. Yep, that's what they said. Spaniards chant at soccer match between the U.S. and Spain. Twitter banned the video. He re-uploaded it. And coming up, Paul Watson's banned video. All these professors, all these liberals from the U.K. to the U.S. are calling for all whites to be killed and saying whites are inherently evil. They're mainly whites saying it. If you say that's wrong and racist, you are banned. So they're not just racist, they're fascist, anti-
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with a Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is flowing loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
How long can the globalists hold out, saying there's no world government, and then it comes out there is? Or there's no NSA spying, and then it turns out there is. Or there's no Hillary-Russia connections, and then it's thousands of times worse than any Trump connections. Just bagmen on tarmacs giving him uranium, and the bagman is Robert Mueller, the guy running the investigation on Trump. And all they've got is Trump's son trying to find out if Hillary was working for the Russians. Give the guy a medal. Seriously. And now, the Spanish government comes out and says there was no violence in Catalan. It's fake news. No women were beaten. There's hours of women having the snot beaten out of them. And the BBC is running with this like it's true. And the UK and the US and everybody is supporting what the Spanish government's done, saying, well, you know, you don't have a right to split away from countries, but you supported what happened in Kosovo when that was Muslims invading out of Albania. In the case of what you've seen in Ukraine, and then what's happened in the East as a part of Russia for 500 years where Russia started, they have a real claim to secede, and I'm not even backing that. I'm just backing reality. And then you've got hundreds of thousands at the big Madrid stadium chanting, please, Trump, lock her up in Spanish and then in English. And then the Spanish government somehow gets Twitter to ban the video. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, Trump's real approval rating is like 65 points. These polls are all fake. We've proven it before. I already covered it yesterday. So what is their response going to be? Anything viral, anything truthful is going to be shut down. We're going to play a banned video that YouTube blocked that had 700,000 views on YouTube, had 3 million views, 3 million views as well on Facebook. Now, this is the type of video that they're trying to ban. This is the type of thing that they're trying to stop. And other things they're going to do is they'll try to flood the internet with other fake news and hope we pick it up and report it and then try to discredit it. But the point is, we're not ever trying to do that on purpose. And when we do it, we will tell you about it. So what we know and what we understand and what we see beginning to unfold here, ladies and gentlemen, is the system in total panic right now, trying to censor the true and independent news as hard as they can because they're losing. USC professor, this is just today. Whiteness must be, by any and all means necessary, destroyed, has an image of a black woman killing a white person that is depicted as a pig, basically shot in the side of the head. Professor tweets that white people should commit mass suicide. This is just today, the news. Professor claims math, algebra, and geometry promote white privilege. See, it's a war against science and reality and a war against language. The globalists want a permanent underclass that thinks any information superstitiously is like devil's work. So joining us is Paul Joseph Watson to talk about the video he shot dealing with a prominent feminist on campus in the UK that has some really ridiculous views that she's entitled to. We're entitled to counter them. His video has been blocked on YouTube. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Dave Jones, I like this shot.
It's good to have you here, Paul. What do you make of what's happening?
Well, Alex, this was a video that I made almost 4 months ago now. It went viral for YouTube, did really well, got about 700,000 views. All it was me responding to a celebrity's opinion. This is a feminist comedian who got up on YouTube and claimed, oh, white men and the far right are a bigger terror threat than Islamic terrorists. So this is a public figure. This is not even a private person up on YouTube making those ridiculous claims. I did a rebuttal video, of course, completely debunked and crucified her with the facts. Now that video is hidden behind a censorship electronic Berlin Wall, listed alongside ISIS propaganda and actual neo-Nazi content, because they put it behind this wall, which they introduced, by the way, a few weeks ago. I warned about it. We've been warning about it for months. This is where they're coming. This is what they're going to do with the ADL policing thought crimes on YouTube. I said this would happen months ago. As soon as YouTube announced we're going to partner with the ADL, which thinks that a cartoon frog is a hate symbol, to police speech on YouTube, well, what do you think is going to happen? And Alex, the context of this is key. 1 week ago, I put out a tweet saying, It's no wonder that Lindsay Lohan is defending Harvey Weinstein, which she did temporarily before backtracking. She's a Muslim convert, all but. This is how she treats women. This is how she thinks women should be treated. some left-wing blog wrote an article about it. ISIS supporters got hold of it, literal ISIS supporters, and I was getting like 10 death threats from ISIS supporters an hour last Saturday, had to shut off all my messages. So that's the context. Islamic State supporters want to kill me, and YouTube just wants to silence me for criticizing people who run defense for Islamic terrorism. So, Alex, I guess I should be grateful, right?
You should be. And now it's reported today that the UK has brought in a record number of Islamicists who they know are terrorists, and your terrorism chief says you're going to rehabilitate them, kind of like they've done in Sweden with the record numbers of bombings. So they admit there's record numbers of Islamic terror, and the answer is bring more in and be sweet to them.
Oh, yeah, totally. Alex, there was a guy walking around the Houses of Parliament last year with an ISIS flag, huge ISIS flag on his back, waving it around, didn't get arrested. He was let on his way. And they arrest 9 people in the UK a day for mean tweets and comments on Facebook, mostly about Islam. So think about that. They're literally arresting people every day for criticizing Islam. If you want to walk around the Houses of Parliament in London, the center of government, with an ISIS flag, well, just go right ahead. Absolutely incredible. As he said, the UK is now the biggest country in terms of allowing ISIS fighters back into the country. They've fought with the Islamic State. They've beheaded people. These people are coming back from Syria and Iraq. And they're just letting them in. They're not even arresting them. I mean, they'll start giving them jobs and welfare and housing next, Alex, like Sweden. We'll become even worse than Sweden. So that's the context of how ridiculous this is.
And let's be clear, liberals now worldwide, their most popular thing they talk about isn't even wealth redistribution now. It's how they're going to be violent and how they're going to kill the white people and kill the Christians. That's why they've merged with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And they just get more and more radical, more and more insane. Even the major studies admit the Balkanization, the polarization is just widening a huge gulf by the minute. Where do you predict this is going to go? Because the Democratic Party, the Liberal Party worldwide, its main platform is kill the white people now.
Well, we saw where it was going with James T. Hodgkinson a few months ago. It's going towards the legitimization of political violence against conservatives. We've seen it happen. That's only going to increase. Meanwhile, you've got, remember the video from a few weeks back where they mock hung a white boy in this rap video? That was allowed on trending on YouTube. They put it the number 3 trending video on YouTube. Oh, but if you got a video on the Alex Jones channel, no, we're going to relegate that. And that's not just us claiming it anymore. They admitted it in the James O'Keefe video. It's all admitted. Oh, but we're going to demonetize controversial content. Oh, but if Jimmy Kimmel wants to talk about Las Vegas massacre, then we'll put that number 1 trending and it'll have ads plastered all over it.
And let's be clear, we'll have 1 million views. Kimmel will have 100,000 in the same day. We're not allowed on the trending. Then they put him to the top and force feed him to everybody. And then we have the executive on video admitting they do it.
Exactly. And right from the beginning, this whole adpocalypse moral panic, the same companies that contrived that moral panic, these big corporations, and said, oh, we don't want our ads on all this hate speech on YouTube, were the same ones plastering CNN with ads. They had 5-minute blocks, Alex, during their live coverage of the Las Vegas massacre. 5 minutes of news, 5 minutes of ads in that order.
Sure, it's all selectively enforced. It's all incredible. Let's talk about where this goes, because we've seen more censorship in the last 6 months than we saw the previous 10. It's clearly logarithmically, exponentially increasing. Where do you see this adpocalypse going? On the other side with Paul Watson, I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead. And we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals. Great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Paul Watson's riding shotgun with us. We've got a lot of amazing folks on the broadcast today. Candace Owens, Red Pill Black, is going to be in studio with us coming up the next hour. Cole McCaffrey is also going to be on. St. John Hunt, the son of E. Howard Hunt, who ran the Kennedy assassination operation. He did the deathbed confession. It's also in his diary. And, of course, we told you last week that the president was planning this coming Friday in 3 days to release the JFK files. And, of course, the next morning he said just that. The media said we were wrong on Friday, that we'd made it up. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got about 99% accuracy. Occasionally we pick up stories that turn out to not be true, and when we do, we report on it. It is true that Spain has arrested thousands of people and blocked independence and declared civil emergency, basically martial law. And it is true that their foreign ministers come out and said it's fake news, that no one was beaten up, no one was assaulted, none of it happened. You talk about arrogance. That's like Baghdad Bob when U.S. forces were 5 miles outside Baghdad and explosions are going on behind him saying, the Americans are in Kuwait. We have defeated them. But one thing I did put out because it looked like Assange's account and had been censored by Twitter was that that footage in Spain of them chanting, lock her up, was a parody account. Boy, I sure wish that was true. But it does get chanted here at events, folks wearing the T-shirts. So that is art imitating life. So that is a mistake we made, and we have just told you about it. The difference between us and CNN is we don't fake locations. We don't lie to you. We don't give you this info on purpose. We don't support political violence either. Paul, they're going from censoring now and intensifying to outright violence, state violence, individual violence. What are they building towards? Is this radicalization because they're losing, and so it's a natural occurrence? But I see big money. Soros going from a $500 million a year funding civil war in America to $18 billion. He just went all in. What is going on with that, Paul?
Well, Soros is on a war footing, Alex. That's why he went all in, because they're beginning to lose the culture war, which is what we're seeing in Hollywood. They're starting to freak out. Today you've got this big left-wing boycott organization against more of Breitbart's advertisers and the hedge fund that is funding Breitbart and a lot of associated projects. So now we see the split. We see people taking sides. The right, the big money on the right, is also now coming down fast with the hedge funds funding people on the right. That's why George Soros went all in. And YouTube's a perfect example.
By the way, let me just be clear. I haven't done it, but we have had big money offer to fully finance everything. And the thing is, I'd rather finance it with the listeners buying products and do it ourselves. But, you know, I'm tempted just to, because they're not going to control what I say. I've seen the contracts. I can't believe I've been offered just unbelievable amounts of money and total control, because this is a giant war. And you know what? I might just take the money, Paul. What do you think?
I think you should, Alex. I mean, it's we're really at a point where we need to take sides now. And with YouTube, that's really emphasized by the fact that a few months ago, the New York Times put out the Bat single, the Bat Signal, which was, YouTube is a safe space for the right, which was like my tongue-in-cheek comment. So that's immediately when all this censorship started, because they started freaking out.
In fact, you know, they admit that you heralded it and that free speech had to be destroyed. I mean, they actually said, see, Watson's right, and he's more popular than all of us combined, so let's shut him up. I mean, what a bunch of authoritarian loser jokes. Don't they get the Streisand effect?
Exactly, that's the whole point. And I just retweeted the video that I uploaded to your Facebook, Alex, earlier today. This video that's been censored on Facebook, it's hidden. Comments, views, thumbs up, all removed. You can't even view it if you're not signed in. It's not going to be shared. It's not going to be recommended. So go and get that Facebook, which I just retweeted, and share that. Well, what a shame, Alex, if this gets 10, 20 million views. Streisand effect, they never understand it. I'll give you another one. Well, first Shia LaBeouf a few months ago, his people, because I made a video saying that he was in a bunch of crappy movies, tried to get that video removed. YouTube didn't, to their credit, they didn't even consider the complaint. But now J.K. Rowling has filed a privacy complaint against one of my videos because I used publicly available pictures that were in newspapers of her mansions and said, if you love Syrian refugees so much, why don't you take any in? You've got 18 spare bedrooms in this one mansion alone. She's filed a privacy complaint against that video and another video where I simply call her vile for her lie that Trump ignored that disabled boy in a wheelchair back a couple of months ago. So that video has not even got anything to do with her privacy. She's trying to take that down. These celebrities are really triggered, Alex, and it's another example of how we're winning in the culture war.
By the way, Paul, I want to play that video, describe it for radio listeners, in the next segment. What was the name of your video where you show the actual minute clip where he goes out of his way to go to the little boy, gives him more time than anybody else in the room combined, and then later goes back to him, but they just cut the part out where the boy's reaching out towards him and say, look, Trump ignored him. This is the same thing they do when world leaders, you know, reach for her hand first, his wife's hand. Such deception. What was the name of that video? I want to play that since they're trying to censor it.
It was J.K. Rowling is a vile piece of bleep. And I don't think there was even any swearing in it, but that's what it was called.
Okay, because I want to show, have they blocked that video like the others, or are they just about
no.
to?
The funny thing is, I'm not going to draw much attention to it, even though I've just talked about it, because that video is still monetized. And the privacy complaint I only just found out about was a month ago, so it looks like they may not do anything about that. But it shows you how nervous they are. They've done something about this one. It's gone. It's basically dead now. Nobody can watch it unless they're signed in. And then, Alex, we come back to, oh, YouTube's a private company. It can do what it wants. No, Google's a monopoly. You know, if my water company doesn't like my opinions and wants to shut off my water supply, no, they can't do that. We've come to the point now where Google basically is the internet. It needs to be regulated like a telecommunications company to defend free speech. It's like they can't cut off your phone service if they don't like your conversation with someone. And we're at that point now.
I mean, this whole private company argument is out. This is brutal, shocking censorship, and so many people I even know are quietly going along with it, and now virtue signaling, you know, tweeting stuff out about conspiracy theorists are crazy, even though I know these very individuals are just as awake as I am, because they want to start hedging their bets and siding with the power structure so they can keep their careers going. That's how you lose everything. You give in to classic authoritarianism, you lose everything, idiots. What are people's problems? Where are their instincts, Paul?
They think they're going to team with the winning side. It's not going to happen, because this is not just affecting political videos, right? A channel, an entire channel just got deleted where they reenact fun historical medieval weapons. That got completely wiped, the entire channel, because they said, oh, terrorists might learn from this. Meanwhile, you know, on Twitter,
what they want is anybody independent, like SPF Russian or anybody that's got hundreds of millions of views a month. They want it shut down. That's why they approached PewDiePie. They said, work with us. Let us buy you out. We'll leave you on YouTube with your 18 billion views. If you don't, we're going to shut you down. He didn't let them shut him down. Now they're trying to completely destroy him. I mean, that's what they do. It's Hollywood gangsters, just like the wife of Weinstein. They would threaten people that didn't buy her $5,000 clothing line. They would tell stars, you're going to buy the entire clothing line of my wife, or I'm going to have you blackballed. These are nothing but knuckle-dragging thugs.
And the left can violate their rules and their terms of agreement all day long. You had a tweet last week, over 200,000 retweets calling on John Hinckley Jr. to assassinate Trump. It wasn't until we put an article about it the next day, over 24 hours later, that it even got removed. It went viral. This comedian that I criticized in this video was on Twitter before she pussied out and left Twitter because of all the harassment, because she made a dumb opinion and got some flack for it. Whoop-de-doo. She was on Twitter in July, Alex, saying that she wanted people to, quote, continue effing him up, referring to me, which is a direct violation of Twitter's targeting.
And now we've got Maxine Waters saying, take the president out. She said, I'll take him out tonight.
It's absolutely incredible. They get away with it every day. I mean, I don't even talk about the death threats anymore on Twitter, but that one in particular, over 200,000 retweets before they even considered taking it down. It's one rule for them, another for everybody else.
Paul, do five more minutes with us ahead of Red Pill Black joining us. I know you really first saw her on YouTube. She was already big, but you really helped push her out there in the open. They've really been attacking her since she's been on Fox News and the rest of it. She's coming up here in a few minutes, but I want to come back after this quick break and just ask you a few other questions about Trump, the economy, these wars, where you see all this going. Before we go any further, we have a limited time sale of one of our, it is our best-selling product. Paul loves it. Roger Stone loves it. That's Brain Force. You notice it's not even on the front page anymore of InfoWarsStore.com because the special's supposed to be gone. It will end today, 50% off, 20% more now in each bottle. Your last day to get Brain Force Plus, 50% off. It's a great deal at $39. It's $19.96. We have the colloidal silver bullet for $9.95, 50% off. We have the amazing Anthroplex, that's basically the organic powder form of the wet form, Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Never done that. I don't want people to experience how great it is. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. Cancel any time. Free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And Winter's Sun. Got to have that in the winter. 50% off as well. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.